Sigrid is back. She's dropped her brand new single. It's called Sucker Punch. It's available to download now. And Sigrid's hanging out on the show this evening. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. How are you?
I am very good, thank you. And I love the fact that every single time I interview you, you're just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And now, I'm going to be completely honest, I genuinely think that the song that you're dropping tonight is my favourite song of yours yet.
Yes!
So oh,
sorry, that came a bit louder than
no,
I thought.
That was
thank
what
you
we
though.
Want. That was the reaction that I wanted. What's your secret? How do you keep getting better? What are you hiding from us?
I don't know. Norwegian coffee or something. No, I don't know. I'm just hanging out in the studio with my friends, writing songs that we love. It's fun.
And it sounds fun. It's the sort of thing that it just puts you in such a good mood. And now all I've had in my head, I heard it yesterday, all I had in my head all day was Sucker Punch. No, no, no. And I can't. And
oh,
it can't
and towards
leave.
The middle, it's
yeah,
towards the
it.
End.
All of it.
Oh yeah, nice.
And it's just not leaving my head, but not in a bad way. Big fan of this. If it gets to like a month's time and it's still in my head, I'll start to worry a little bit.
Yeah.
And then I'll go to the doctors, and then I'll get you to pay for all of the treatment for that. But for now, big fan of this. Everything that's happened to you so far, kind of since, because you came down to our studios in Kent for, it was just after Don't Kill My Vibe was released. And then we caught up just after Strangers. Now, Strangers did massive things. Out of everything that's happened between kind of Don't Kill My Vibe and now, what's been the biggest wow moment in your career so far?
Oh my, that's a big question. but thanks for last time. That was really fun. I remember that. But yeah, maybe playing Longitude in Ireland this summer. It's been one of my top moments. It's just weird when you go to a country and you feel like home.
Yeah,
because everyone is so up for it. That was a big moment for me.
Let's go for another big question then. Who's been your favourite person you've met since starting?
What?
Obviously, we want a big. Let's go for big name drops here.
Oh no!
If you had to go for like a proper famous person, so you could, we'll let off your band for this one, so it won't be like your band. I want to know like the biggest.
You sure?
Yes.
Can I say? Oh, okay. my team is pretty cool. I think they're really fun. But like celebrity, when I met John Legend and Chrissy Teigen was pretty cool.
Oh,
I met
wow.
them at the Nobel Peace Prize in Oslo when we played there.
What do you say
Norway.
To John Legend and Chrissy Teigen? I feel like I'd be completely tongue-tied.
I just said, hello, guys. It was pretty bad.
And does it still make you cringe a little bit today?
No, they were really nice. Oh, another one that's pretty good. All right, I think you would like this.
Okay.
I met Kate and William.
Oh, my. How did you just drop that out of nowhere? How do you go for John Legend and Chrissy Teigen over Kate and William?
No, they were lovely.
So John Legend and Chrissy Teigen, Kate and William, who's your favourite couple?
Oh, don't. Oh, that's difficult.
Obviously, you like them both, so nobody's going to be offended here.
I do. Hopefully, they're not going to hear this, but... Kate and Wills.
Okay, that's maybe. Good, because Kate and William are big fans of this show. John Legend and Chrissy Teigen don't listen that often, so they'll be fine. And on top of all of that, you're headlining Brixton Academy next month.
Yes.
Excited for that?
I'm really excited. It'll be special. We've played there one time before, because we did support for A Wonder.
Oh yeah.
Last year, and I remember going on there like, what if we played there one time? And now we're here.
Come. Now it's we are doing reality. It. KMFM. It's KMFM, Sigrid, Don't Kill My Vibe. And Sigrid's on the show this evening. And I'm going to hit play on your amazing new single next. But first, we were talking about touring. You're supporting George Ezra and Maroon 5 later this year around the world. What has to be in your suitcase when you're traveling?
That's easy. Woolen socks. I cannot deal with things without woolen socks.
Even in like the really hot countries.
Yeah, because wool is just an amazing fabric. It works for every temperature. I wear woolen socks during summer too.
Oh, wow. And do you wear them on stage?
That has happened. I did it this weekend, actually.
Does it not
I was
get
gonna
boiling?
Wear, no, very comfortable because I don't know if I should talk about woolen socks in an interview about my new single, but why not? It's a very good fabric. Yes.
And on that note, from a very good fabric, you mentioned your new single. I can imagine you spent a lot of time in the studio over the last year. It was the best transition I've ever had in an interview, by the way. I can imagine you've spent a lot of time in the studio over the last year or so. How close are we to a finished album? Because I'm really excited to hear it. I'm sure there's a lot of people really excited to hear it. Is it there? Or is
Thank
it like 90% there?
I don't have an official date yet.
Okay.
But I am working on it. I'm having so much fun with it. Basically just hanging out with the studio with friends, making music that we love. It's on the piano. We're working a lot from Norway, which is very exciting. I'm doing a few sessions in London too, but yeah, mostly Norway. It's fun. Yeah.
So is it just in the studio kind of with friends and producers who are friends, or is it kind of, have you been in the studio with people who obviously you've never met before, but sort of like big names in music?
Oh yeah, as in friends. It's not like my friends from high school, but
yeah, I can imagine.
Friends as in like producers and writers that I would call my friends because we work so much together
of
and they're
course,
great.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a big mix of names really. But I've gotten to like close into a good few people that I love working with. It's a lot about trusting each other and daring to be open. And to be able to talk together from both sides, it's important that they feel close with me and that I feel close with them. It's very fun.
I totally get that. And out of everybody that you've met so far, kind of what's the best bit of advice you've had from somebody since starting your career? Another big question that we're dropping here.
Big question time. I can't remember who's said what, but...
Okay, we won't ask for a name then. We'll just ask for the advice.
Yeah, the advice. That's the most important thing, isn't it?
Exactly. So nobody gets offended as well. So they don't want to be like, I said that, not them.
Yeah, exactly. I think... the part of making sure to have enough time off. And having enough time off is a part of the creative process too.
Mm.
And I think that's a really good advice, because if you don't have a life, you can't really write the songs.
Of course,
So yeah, I think that's a pretty good one. And then my mom with the woolen socks. Keep going back to the woolen socks.
We'll go back to the woolen socks again. Right, let's chat about your new single. As I said, I mentioned it earlier. It's probably, actually, I'm going to say it now. It's definitely my favorite single you've dropped so far. How did that track come to life?
Sucker Punch. We wrote it in Ocean Town Recordings in Ålesund in Norway, my hometown. And it's a track that I wrote with Emily Warren, Martin Shirley, and then Odd Martin Skolnes was also part of the producing part. It's just a result of us hanging out. That's where we come to the friends part. It's just us talking a lot and singing and experimenting in the studio. Yeah, it was great. And I remember when we wrote it in the middle of it wasn't finished, and I was like, guys, this is going to be the new single. They're like, no, what? Already? Do we know? We're like, yeah, it's happening. I'm really proud of it. I think it's a good tune.
And you should be. And I reckon this song is going to be massive, and it's the perfect time for us to play it now. Thank you so much for coming on the show again, Sigrid.
Thank you for having me.
And I'm going to hit play on Sucker Punch now. Can you do me the honours of introducing it on KMFM, please?
Yes. Hello, I'm Sigrid. You're listening to KMFM. And now you're going to listen to Sucker Punch.
Meet me in